Over here, Travis in the back.
Big catch. My football career was just about like Jimbo's up there. But at Pacifica Woodmont, we had the pleasure of meeting the Patford family in the gyms. And what a pleasure it was. Jim and I both enjoyed our cups of coffee. And frequently I would meet him in the morning, in the afternoon, at night when I left, getting a cup of coffee. I can recall one night he said, "The coffee cups are out." And I shared with Jim that, "Well, sir, it's 6:30, 7 o'clock at night." I said, "Normally we put that up at the end of the day." But that was one of the things that he looked forward to in moving to our community, was all-day coffee.
That was the deciding factor.
Exactly. Jim would sit out on the in the front terrace of our building from early in the morning to late at night. Typically, I would be the last one to leave the building, and I would share with the staff, "Jim is outside, don't forget him. Make sure that you have him in before the door locks at night." But as I recall, you know, in this business, I've been an executive director working with seniors now for the last 8 years, but I've been in healthcare for over 20 years. It was actually my first job was a caregiver. So I've seen a lot of families come and go. And I will say, even though Jim was with us a short time, I was blessed by the family. A lot of people, our seniors, as they get old, they lose a lot of things in life. Some of them lose their spouse. They lose their health. They wind up coming to assisted living, memory care. It's the last place they want to be. They want to be at home, right? But Jim had his son, his daughter Judy, that was there all the time. And you would see him light up when his children were there, when he knew they were coming, and when they were leaving. Even as he was growing ill, he would want to walk Judy to her car at night. And for me, that's a blessing. That's a legacy of loving your wife. I never met his wife, but in meeting his children, grandchildren, you could tell the love that Jim had and how he passed that on. What a blessing for me to have experienced that. So I definitely wanted to be here to for this homegoing for Jim. He was such a blessing to our community.
Thank you.